When Harvard University junior Shira Hoffer was asked to share a university statement about the Israel-Hamas war with her dormitory's mailing list, she included a note at the bottom. It encouraged anyone who wanted to have an open conversation about the conflict to reach out to her. And people did. The response inspired her to create the Hotline for Israel-Palestine. It's a texting service that provides nonpartisan information and resources as a way to promote peaceful dialogue across differences. The initiative already has 24 volunteers, spanning religions, ethnicities, and countries. We have Shira Hoffer on the line now to give us more details on this peace-forward effort. Shira, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
So how does the hotline work? What exactly are you trying to do?
So the hotline has a dual mission of teaching people to educate themselves and promoting dialogue across difference. What happens is when somebody sends us a text, all of the volunteers are able to see that text, and whomever feels most qualified to respond can respond to that text, but they also have the ability to bring in their colleagues, to reassign the conversation to someone else if they need help, and to provide a variety of resources ranging from think tanks to government policy institutes and news sources, obviously, from different sides that really range from the Jerusalem Post to Haaretz to the New York Times to Al Jazeera to, you know, the Electronic Intifada, so that people can educate themselves around the conflict and hopefully have dialogue with our volunteers that feels constructive and respectful.
And your volunteers are Israeli, Palestinian, Christian, Jewish, Muslim. What qualifies them to give advice? What sort of historical context do these volunteers have?
So we have a 3-part application. It asks why somebody's interested in volunteering for the hotline, what relevant background they might have. And then I think what is the most important question, it really begins with a statement. It says, you know, this volunteer position will require you to put aside your personal beliefs, which you're obviously entitled to have, in favor of providing perspectives from different vantage points. This is obviously a challenging endeavor. How do you anticipate handling this challenge? And from there, we recruit our volunteers.
So the hotline has been open for about a week now. What kind of conversations are happening? Give us an example.
So we've gotten around 35 texts so far, which is a number that I'm proud of given how recently we launched. And we've had really quite a range of questions. It's been really interesting to see what people are wondering about. We've had factual questions like, is Hamas actively attacking or kidnapping Israeli citizens right now? We've also had some really interesting emotional questions. Somebody said that a family member asked them to sign a petition, and they wanted to find out more information before they did and wanted help handling that conversation.
Is there one conversation or dialogue that you felt was especially impactful or stands out to you personally?
Somebody asked us about Hamas justifying their attacks on October 7th, and it was really phrased as a statement. The person said, how could Hamas justify these attacks knowing the brutality with which the Israeli government would respond? Surely this indicates that there's little thought given to the lives that they govern. And I was really impressed with our volunteer who replied to this because our volunteer abstracted the question and said, you know, I think it's important first to understand the background of Hamas and here's where it comes from. And he sent a link to the Hamas charter and explained kind of the difference between people who follow radical Islamist thinking versus, you know, civilians in Gaza who may just be trying to live their lives. And then he continued on to talk about the international relations aspect of Hamas, who they have relations with, who they don't. What are some commonly held beliefs around the attack? I was really impressed with the way that he really gave a lot of context and background to help the person understand the fuller picture.
So how do you train your volunteers to give unbiased answers and deliver truth and proper resources in a truly nuanced situation?
I would say there are 3 core aspects of our training. There's constructive versus non-constructive answers. There's providing information and not analysis. And then there's tips and tricks for how to, you know, engage in respectful listening and dialogue.
Information, not analysis. That's a key point.
Absolutely. What I mean by that is there are a lot of terms that are charged and can therefore be a barrier to entry in terms of dialogue. So, for example, if somebody asks us about, you know, the word occupation or genocide or apartheid, instead of making a judgment as to whether those, you know, ostensibly legal phenomena are occurring, we'll send them information about policies that are enacted in the region and allow them to draw that conclusion for themselves.
And what do you think is most important for people to realize about this conflict?
I think one of the most important things that we can realize is that there are people on both sides, you know, real people with real lives, and approaching each other with compassion, I think, is really the only way forward.
That's Shira Hoffer, junior at Harvard University and founder of the Hotline for Israel-Palestine. Such a great idea. Shira, thanks for sharing it with us.
Thanks so much for having me.